Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in. Grow in faith.
Fale Sangwenya, and I need your power. A very good afternoon to you. It is yet another great afternoon. My name is Lukom Kwediputi. Absolutely thrilled to spend yet another Friday with you. A very cold week it has been in Gauteng, and I hope it has not frozen you, because I'm really, really barely coping with this weather and these temperatures. I was chatting to a colleague of mine this morning, Sinead, and she says, look, winter is a favorite. I always look at such people because I'm like, what are you talking about? She says, no, at least you've got an option in winter. You can dress up. But once it gets too hot, then I don't know. So, Sinead, my friend, I hear you. I hear you. But I'm not hearing you. I hear you, but I'm not hearing you. Because what do you mean? Winter is the worst for me. I really don't like being cold. Well, I guess even summer. Spring is my girl, because summer as well gets extremely hot. Anyway, as you know, Fridays start in a very high note. And it's very important that you and I maintain it after this conversation, because, I mean, what do you mean? We start with... I call authors intelligent people. I don't care what type of book you've written. Authors are generally intelligent. And I'll tell you why. Think of the time that's taken to author this and the thoughts that are put together and you put those thoughts into paper. Guys, authoring a book is not some random poem that you get to write. Authoring a book is a lot of work. And so this afternoon, I am not solo. We've got one of our great minds this afternoon. On the other side of the line, I've got with me the author and speaker for Ready for the Marketplace. It is Matabelo Falata. Matabelo, good afternoon. Welcome home.
Hi, good afternoon, and thank you so much for having me.
Oh, man, it's great. Is it your first time here?
Sorry?
Is it your first time at Radio Pulpit?
Yes, so it's my first time in Rainbow Pulpit. What a blessing.
Listen, feel at home. I'm welcoming you officially. Take off your jacket, feel at home. This is home. Always keep them running. Now, let's start here, Matabelo, because I really want us to get into this book that you've written. And I'll tell you why I'm just so eager. You know, I've been having a lot of these conversations, especially of us, when I say us as the body of Christ, making sure that we are effective beyond our church four walls, or, you know, the small groups that we get to be part of, but making sure that not only are we being recognized, but we're showing a certain level of worth for what we say we are, you know? Because if it's all going to be about, you know, look, it's great, good news, it's great, we preach the good news. But if we're not going to begin to live and show that we are truly blessed people, I'm not too sure what justice will be doing to our salvation.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Now let's start here, Matabelo. Give us a brief intro. Who are you when we speak of Matabelo? We know that you're an author. We know that you're a renowned speaker. But who exactly are you? Introduce us to you for the very first time.
Okay. Thank you so much once again for having me, Radio Pulpit. It's such a dream come true. My name is Matabelo Falata. I grew up, I'm originally from Eastern Cape. I'm Sotho, but when I speak Xhosa, I click that.
Are you from Sterkspruit?
No, from Mount Fletcher.
Oh!
I'm Mount Fletcher. Yes.
Makes sense.
I'm a single mom of two, and I think the most important thing about education or anything, the most important thing for me is that I'm a favorite daughter of the Most High God.
Come on now.
So I'm the only favorite daughter of the Most High God. Jesus died for me, and I believe even if I was the only person in this planet Earth, he was still going to die for me. That's why I call myself God's favorite daughter.
I understood when you said you speak Sotho like nobody's business. I was like, I know I married into one of those places, Sterkspruit, and they will switch on you like nobody's business. So I thoroughly get you.
I know. I always get that question. You Sotho, Eastern Cape. I'm like, in my bloodline, there's no close up. blood, but I speak it, I write it, I learn it, I can read, so yeah.
Oh, I should have...
I'm an African.
I should have pulled Xhosa on you, because I am as Xhosa as they come.
why? why am I not believing? Maybe I must start interceding to find out.
No, definitely. But in Kenya, we are on the ground in Dubai. We are close to it. Anyway. No. Anyway, so if you didn't get what I just said there to Matapelo, is that I really am Xhosa. I said it in Xhosa. I'm from the Eastern Cape, from Tujwa, as Xhosa as they come. But anyway, let's get right to... Yeah, that's me.
Which... my first graduate, I graduated Eastern Cape Tech, the main campus in Butterworth.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely amazing. Yeah, it's a catch-up session, guys. Forgive us. Now, let's get right into it, Matapelo. You authored the book, Ready for the Marketplace. Is this your very first installment? Is this your first book authored, or is this one of many?
This is my first book, but one of many, I'm not sure. I'm not actually a writer. I get shocked at myself, but I believe it's the doing of the Holy Spirit. This is my first book. This is my baby. I honor God for this, and I'm grateful for it.
Yeah. Why was it so important for you to put, like you're saying, it's your first book? I want to believe that this culminates of, obviously, your thoughts, your experiences, your journey as well. Why was it so important for you to make sure that it's penned to paper and that such wisdom is shared amongst, you know, everybody, actually?
Yeah. Okay, I would say, firstly, is the experiences that I went through in the marketplace. I decided, which I believe it was the help of the Holy Spirit, not to come right down here about all those pains. There's nothing wrong to write about what you went through. But for me, I believe I can bring something with the help of the Holy Spirit, obviously, that can be a guide and a help, because no one has ever prepared us for the marketplace.
Yeah.
So I thought, through the pain that I went through, let me bring up something that can help be a solution to someone who is entering for the first time, or even someone who's been there for years, like me. I've been there for so many years, but you feel stuck, and you feel like God has left you. You feel like...
Yes, as if your prayers hit the ceiling.
Yes, you know, yeah, it was birthed from the pain that I went through from the marketplace. But there's no chapter here that really talk about what I went through.
Okay.
I felt like I don't need to jot that down. Mm. It was my experience. I had to learn from it, and then I can prepare someone else who is going through what I went through. And that was the book. Where the book was read.
So let's get to the essence of the book now. I love what you just did there. You gave me more interest, because, you know, oftentimes we think it's going to take a shape of this is what I learned along the way. And what is the purpose? What was your objective then in authoring this book? What is it that you want to bring to our attention?
So for me, it was to serve God in the marketplace, to represent God in the marketplace, because when we are there knowing where we are in our jobs, like you, what you are doing, you are not just presenting, but you are serving your purpose. And that not all of us are called to stand behind the pulpit, but wherever we are, it's our calling, so we can represent God in that space. So when these challenges that we are facing comes, the heat, but we remember who had placed us there in that calling where we are, and who are we serving in that space. So I think that, for me, that was the main thing, to say that, you know what, I am working as a, whatever, I'm a nurse. Yes, in the natural, I'm serving people, I'm giving them medication. But in the spirit realm, I'm serving God in this position where He trusted me. So I need to know that my bosses can be cruel, my whoever that I'm reporting to, you know, but I don't actually report to them. I report to the Trinity above.
Yeah,
so whatever that I'm doing, I do it as if I do unto the Lord, because my reward will come from the Lord. Because people forget, your boss can congratulate you today because you hit that target, you met those deadlines. And then if she gives you all, you did well. Next Tuesday, you forget one thing, and all that he forgot about what you did last week.
Mm.
But if you are serving the one who has called you and placed you there, you will do it effortlessly.
Yes,
there will be challenges. There are times you're crying in the traffic. I know those days. You get to the parking, you're crying. And I'm not even wearing your makeup if you are someone who wears makeup, because it's just a waste. You are just crying. But you know who you are serving. Because we cannot all stand in the pulpit. But wherever we are called to serve God.
Yeah. So you kind of hit me there, because I wanted to really understand. You know, we use this word so much, marketplace. And you know, people are bound to think when you say marketplace, you're talking about businesses only. But you just gave us a sneak peek when you said, if you are a nurse, you know, where there's a form of work and trade. But what do you mean? Maybe let me get it from you. What do you mean when you say marketplace? Is it in any way a suggestion of where we ply our trade, and not necessarily inside the church where we get to serve full time? What is your idea when you say marketplace?
Okay, for me, marketplace is either be in your business. For me, I can say I experienced both as an employee, which is in the corporate world, and also as a business person. So for me, marketplace is whether I'm selling on the streets, whether I'm selling products, you know, those where you join under someone and then you sell.
Yes.
Whatever that I'm doing that has to do with the market. I don't know, maybe my English, but for me,
it's... No, you're absolutely accurate.
Yeah, it's actually be, whether it's in your workspace where you are employed, or you are an employer, or in a business world, because in the business side, we get challenged as the children of God. In the world, in our country, we know the corruption and everything. Do we as a children of God believe and trust God, have that faith that I can have a clean tender? Do we believe that?
Hey.
Because we know what's happening with the tenders. But as a child of God, if I believe my God, if He is the one who opened that door, I will get that clean head. As someone who is doing books for, accounting and tax, I get people, and amazingly, a pastor,
you
coming and say, do this, I'm going to give you an envelope.
To cook the books.
Exactly. To cook books, obviously. And you know, when you're still young in the business and then the pastor comes, you are like, oh, this is me. Oh, my business is blessed. I'm going to have the pastor in my business, you know, and all that. And you only to find the faithful people actually are the one who doesn't even have a relationship with God when it comes to the business. But the one that you saying they want to give you a brown envelope. So I've experienced that. And after that, the devil will challenge you because you refused the envelope. And then 2 months later or a week later, school fees is shorter, bank is minus, and the devil whispers,
you're tempted.
Out of blue and everything, you know. So, yeah.
No, it's true. You actually are touching something very interesting, I must say, because I didn't think of this, Matabelo. The issue of integrity, you know. You spoke just, briefly when you said we need to be impactful wherever we're working. But there's also the conversation of integrity that we need to have in that marketplace, because we always think of effectiveness as we need to excel only. But again, like you're saying, at what cost do we excel as the children of God in the marketplace?
There is a cost to pay.
Exactly.
I've experienced it. There is a cost to pay. Are you willing to pay it?
Sure.
That willingness will come to when you know it's God who put you in there. You know, the minute you start stopping to say, my business, my, then you know, the minute you realize that it's God who has given us this, then we will do to please Him, not any. But the minute I say my, then the devil will have a loop and come in.
Sure.
I experienced them. Let me tell you this. The other one asked me very young, 10 years older, younger than me. And she was like, Sissy, are you from Eastern Cape? Yes, obviously, my province is known that.
Of course.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to say poor because we are here to break that.
True.
And it's like, don't you want to build for your mansion, for your parent? Obviously, who doesn't want? What is? And then she's like, so who's this fee that you're charging me? This, like, crazy small amount. And that was, to me, that was the biggest client for me that I was charging.
Okay.
You think you're gonna build that in? So I was so confused. And she wanted to do them shiga-shiga for me.
Sure.
You know? And it didn't sit well with me, and I seek God for it. And I went for, my friend launched something called Rebuilding the Broken Heart. Then I went, attended, and God spoke to me. I was in East London. We booked a B&B there. And God spoke to me to say, when you go back, go and cancel that deal.
Sure.
I came back and I canceled, and the devil will whisper. And I can tell you, that time, my medical aid was covered by the cost from that client.
Yo.
And my other thing. So when will I get it? When God say cancel it, it's not like he's going to say, oh, here is it. Here is the replacement for your medical aid.
Which is sometimes the tricky and painful part, because we always think when God instructs you to get out of like a shady deal like that one, automatically you get something immediately. And then you keep looking behind you like, Nkulunkulu aibo, aibo. Say something, Lord.
Yeah, so
sure.
It's very difficult out there when you want to do right.
Yeah.
You struggle when you want to do right, but keep pushing, man. God will come through for you. Do we believe that I can go and do driver's license clean?
Sure.
Oh, we just going like any other person, and on Sunday I come back and I testify I got my license. Don't testify if you pay the judge. You can't.
My dear fellow, you're taking me back to a story of when I got my license. So, story is I tested the first time and I failed. And when I was about to go back for the second time, I told the pastors I was serving under at that time, and I said to them, listen, I have to go test. Oh, I'm panicking. I'm always just panicking when I have to go through this. And they laughed. One of them, I'm not going to say which one in case they are listening. One of them said to me, "Hey, listen, Luko, I'm not discouraging you, my love. You know, sometimes even when you can drive well, these people, so Jay, you just pay them that cold drink and you get past it." Was I not tempted to do that? I was very tempted. I remember, though, that my instructor had said repeatedly to me that that's not how we deal here at this driving school. I'm not going to take you testing unless I'm sure you're ready, you know. But you know, when you failed before, you get conflicted and you're like, so what's going to stop me from failing now? Because this guy still thinks I'm ready. And he felt the same the previous time. Though previously, he pointed out to me why I failed. Because he said, look, I feel as your instructor, she sabotaged you. But so then I had to have a conversation with myself and said, what if this one sabotages me as well? Until when? How many bookings must I have? This is tiring. This is discouraging. Let me tell you, I made sure I had that money, but I did not withdraw it. So now I'm thinking to myself, okay, but it's not because I'm inconvenienced that I'm not withdrawing it. The Holy Spirit keeps saying to me, Sissy, why? Why are you not trusting me? And I'm like, when am I going to withdraw it? I made plans, but eventually, and every time I wanted to go and withdraw this money, the Holy Spirit was clear, you're not going to do this. Go and test. Go and test, and that's it. I am faithful to you. And even if you make your own mistake and you don't get it, go again. Yes. Indeed, I went and I tested. And let me tell you, first miracle that happened, as mean as my instructor was, I went and I tested, and they used a short route that they usually use for late afternoon. But at 8 a.m. in the morning, she was already annoyed and she gave me a short and less stressful route. Indeed, God is faithful. So I hear exactly what you're saying. Powerful, 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 I must say. So when you pushed in a corner, you know, like you're saying, whether you are a typical example, that you're the traffic officer, You resolve in your heart, though they do it, do not.
Yes. You know, I'm not sure if I got your question.
No, you got it entirely of what the marketplace refers to, actually.
Yeah, like something that happened to me recently on that Thursday before Good Friday. I was coming from this other radio station. Mm-hmm. The guy is there. It's a Christian online radio.
Okay.
And then, you know, boom, my disc has expired. And then obviously, you know, you pray going to say, God, my disc has expired and this long weekend, obviously, police are all over.
Exactly.
And then this lady pulled me off and then she's like, oh, mama, this guy, how I want it. I'm like, no, I forgot. But when I saw you guys, I remembered. Okay, pull me out. I came and then fetched the book. And then he's like, oh, I'm going to charge you this $1,000. I'm like, I broke the law. So whatever punishment you give me, I'm happy to take.
Yeah.
She looked at me and she's like, oh, but you know, it's going to waste your time to go and pay. And this, you can just speak to that old man. I'm like, me. I don't do that, especially on a Thursday before Good Friday. I'm like, there's no way. And she was laughing. She ended up writing the ticket for me. And then we ended up having a conversation. And my child was just pissed off. Mama, you talk too much. Why you didn't just come? I'm like, no. So, yeah, we can do this. You know, we saying our country is already bad. I can't change it. Trust me, if you do your little thing, good thing in that corner and the other one and the other one,
yeah,
then we definitely will see a change.
Sure. I love that. So if you can just take us quickly, Ninja, of three top things that you specifically address in your book, you can even just use the title or things that you want to bring to our attention right now. What would those things be?
Okay, the one here is obviously the book is about when I wrote it, it was more about the young ones stepping into the world of work. But the feedback that I'm getting from people, they're saying this book, I wish I had this book. This book is for everyone. So for me, the first thing was like, know who you are. When you get into that marketplace, you come with a degree and everything, but that degree cannot take you anywhere. Respect. As a young person, before you go there, be open up to learning because you come with a degree. Yes, you have your degree, but now you are in the market space where you need to apply that theory. Remember, you only have the theory. Be open up to learning and don't come with a pride. Serve God in that. I think my favorite chapter is chapter 12. I always say to people, just start with chapter 12, right? Because it says how to represent Jesus in the workplace.
Okay.
Yeah. So that one is so very close to my heart because we want to be accepted. So we make sure we fit everywhere. I'm a Christian when I get home. I'm a Christian on Sunday. And now you ended up having like three characters, one for work, one for home, one for church. And then three people meet and say, oh, I know my dad. The other one like, that horrible one. He can pray, you know? So they don't know. They're talking about one person, but with different characters.
Mm.
So we need to represent God well in the marketplace because in wherever God has placed us, because the children of the darkness, guys, they're doing things that they are like kind of like showing off. And us, we have that spirit to say, I don't want to feel like I'm judging. You're not judging anyone.
Yeah.
People must just know you, who you are. They know Matapelo is this person, and that's it. If they like you, they like you like that. And they know when you are around here, you can't just speak these words, you know, around these people. They love you for who you are.
Yep.
So I just want to read something here. It says, the workplace reveals what truly governs a person.
Sure.
Pressure exposes priorities, ambition tests integrity, competition reveals character. It is often in those spaces where shortcuts are normalized and compromise is rewarded. And compromise is rewarded. That representing Jesus becomes most difficult and most necessary.
Sure.
Because you want to fit in. They're sitting lunchtime in that corner gossiping about the boss. You are part of it.
Yeah, and you are a child of God.
Some companies, they still have people who pray. You are part of it. Can't be kasha kasha. Which side are you? You know, and the other thing that I would like to talk about, because to share, is that, you know, with the experiences that we experience, the hardship, the pain, the traumas in the workplaces, and you even think you lose self-esteem, like you become a zombie and all that. But I just want to remind someone that maybe you are in that traffic, you are coming from work and you're like, wow, thank God it's Friday, because you know, like, I know how it is, and then I know how it is on Sunday afternoon when now you're getting ready for work. But I just want to remind you, because maybe you have lost your self-esteem because of someone making sure whatever you're coming with, they pull it down, they steal your...
Okay, we've lost you there, Matapelo, are you there?
Sorry?
Okay, there you are. They steal your... That's where you stopped.
Oh, they steal your ideas, you know, and then you ended up being like, you lose your self-esteem, whatever you say, they don't accept it. You are in the meeting and your boss just breaks you down in front of everyone, because their bosses that can't protect their team.
True.
But their bosses that protect their team in front of everyone, and then when you go back to your desk, they call you and put you in order. That is a boss. But I'm saying, you are driving back home, you are miserable in that traffic because of whatever you went through this week, and I'm adding more into losing your self-esteem. I just want to remind you that God has placed greatness inside of you. You are not an accident in that company that you are. You are your gifts, your talents, and even your struggles that you are facing right now have all played a role in shaping you and preparing you for such a time as this. God trusted you that you will go through that. Remember, we are in winter, and my province is very cold, especially my hometown. We know the snowmen. Mm-hmm. We know the real snow. I don't like winter. You will think I was born in Limpopo. I don't know. I don't like winter. But I'm sitting here saying I'm looking forward to spring. Why? Because the winter season is going to pass. It's not permanent. So as the struggles in our lives, they are not permanent. They will pass. Sometimes God is dealing with our characters. Sometimes God is building us. You know, there's a lot in that. So we just need to come to that point. What is it that you want me to learn? And the other thing is, people are God's people. I don't think normal people can just wake up and plan to go and be horrible to someone.
Yeah.
So we must look at them through the eyes of grace, knowing that the enemy is the one using them, not them.
True, true. Sure. Very interesting fact, I must say.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Oh, man. Listen, I don't want you to go as yet. So I want to believe that this book is generally for everyone, every Christian that needs to set themselves apart in the marketplace, you say?
Yes.
Definitely. Okay, how do we get our hands on this book?
Okay, we have a website, matapelofalaza.co.za. You can go there and order from there. We have like training, like right now I have a master classes coming soon in June, 20th of June. So you can see whatever you want to shop in that website. You can email me at matapelo@matapelofalaza.co.za, info@matapelofalaza.co.za. I'm on all social media. Yeah, I'm trying to adjust. My age doesn't really allow me there, but I'm there. I'm on all social media platforms. I also started a YouTube channel where we're just talking about representing God in the marketplace. So we have people to come and share their experiences. Actually, we come in with a solution. We bring a solution, how to serve God in the midst of that horrible boss. How can you represent God so that that boss can see God in you? So it's still new. We started it just after launching the book. And I'm available on my number, 078-197-3741. So, yeah, you can order directly from me, or you can go through the website.
Oh, man, absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much, Matapelo. Anything I'm missing out?
No.
Oh.
Let's just continue. continue to serve God in the marketplace. Let's just serve and shine and love one another and love those ones, even the ones of the darkness, because God has created us and He wants all of us with Him. So they are being used by the enemy. It's not them. So let's just love them and look at them through the eyes of grace.
Come on.
And just represent God, man, you know. And I just want to say, Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. You know, we see you, appreciate you, we love you. God sees you all.
Oh, man, absolutely great. Thank you so, so much, Matapela. Have a lovely afternoon and continue to be great.
Thank you so much. You too. Enjoy your weekend.
Let Christ inspire your day. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.